Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
因他活着，我能面对明天。
Just in case you're wondering who I am.
我假如你不知道我是谁的话。
I am Andrew, the disciple of Yeshua, Jesus.
我名叫 Andrew, 我是耶稣的门徒。
I rejoice in my heart. It has been several years since Jesus went to heaven, my Yeshua.
自从耶稣升天已经有好几年了啊，我已经在这个喜乐当中好多年。
It was yesterday. It was just yesterday when he came and he called us, and he said, "Follow me."
当年他呼召我们说来跟从我，那个景象历历在目。
I remember that day we had a big catch of fish. I was planning to build my house in Bethesda.
我还记得当年那个时候我们打鱼，想赚很多钱啊，盖大房子。
My brother Peter and I, we were looking for the Yeshua, but we didn't know he would show up on the job.
我们是寻求耶稣，但没想到他在我们忙着工作的时候来呼召我们。
When he came, and he said, "Follow me," we left everything and followed him.
当他来呼召我们的时候，我们真是撇下所有的来跟随他。
It was not an easy decision. My daddy cried. My mama, she cried too.
这个决定。抛下一切跟从他真是不容易，因为我的父亲母亲都为我这个决定难过流泪。
But there was something about his presence that demanded us to follow him.
但是他那个美丽的显现呢，吸引我们，叫我们放下一切来跟从他。
I remember when we gathered around, we went to a party, a wedding party.
我还记得我们跟他一起参加了一个婚礼。
And there was no wine. Can you imagine the party without no wine?
没想到这个婚礼到一半没酒了。你可以想象没酒的这个婚礼到底是什么情景吗？
Then Jesus told them to fill the vessels with water.
但是耶稣叫那个仆人把水缸装满了水。
I was wondering what was he going to do with that vessel of water.
我那时候很奇怪，想说水缸装水要干什么呢？
Water and wine taste differently. Ask Grayson.
如果你不知道水跟酒有什么差别，问问 Grayson 就知道。
And then he prayed, and the water turned into wine. It was the best wine.
当他一祷告，没想到水就变成酒，那是我喝过最美味的酒。
We realized that this was he was someone even more than we ever expected.He is the glorified one.
那我们才知道，在我们眼前的是一位我们从来没有经历过的主。
I remember we were on another mission, and he said, "Follow him to the other side of the river."
我记得又有一天呢，他叫我们跟他一起渡到湖的那一边。
As a fisherman, I didn't trust that sea. I know that sea.
我们这打鱼的知道他那天选的不好，那天气太坏了。
But we are followers, so we follow the Yeshua.
但是他是主啊，我们只好在那样的天气还是跟随他要渡过去。
It was a busy day for him, and he fell asleep. And then there was a storm.
那天他实在是累极了，所以即便风浪很大，他还是睡着了。但是这个风浪实在是太大了。
We tried our best. We didn't want to wake up Yeshua, so we tried, but we couldn't help it. We have to wake up Yeshua.
我们很尽力想使这个船平稳下来，但是因为我们不想把它吵醒，但是我们实在没办法，只好把它叫醒。
He woke up. He rebuked us and rebuked the storm.
他醒过来以后，不仅责备我们，他也斥责风浪。
As I look back, I wonder, how can someone sleep in a storm?
我那时候就很奇怪，怎么有人在这样的船摇晃、剧烈的风浪之中能睡得着
But he is God.
但他是天地的主。
One day we were going into Jerusalem. The time was John 9. He was talking about going back to his father.
那有一天呢，我们往耶路撒冷去的时候，他在路上告诉我们，他很快就要回到父的身边去。
I can never forget that day. He knew what the people were going to do. And he wept because they were going to reject him.
我永远忘不了那天的情形，他为耶路撒冷哀哭，知道将要发生在耶路撒冷的事。
But he knew he had to go to Jerusalem to die.
但是他已经定了主意，面向耶路撒冷去受死。
Talking about dying, not everybody loved Yeshua. They were the Pharisees. They hated Yeshua.
讲到这个死呢，我们知道不是每个人都喜欢耶稣啊，法利赛人就是一群想要置耶稣于死地的人。
And they plotted to kill Yeshua. Yeshua didn't do anything wrong.
虽然耶稣没有做任何不对的事情，但是法利赛人从头就预谋要置他于死地。
But that did not stop Yeshua from preaching the gospel of the kingdom because there was a better world. This world was going to burn.And he was preparing us for a better world to come.
虽然知道有这样的计谋，但是这并没有阻止耶稣继续传讲天国的福音，因为那是一个比这个世界更好的地方。
Well, eventually they killed Yeshua.
最后他们将耶稣钉在十字架上。
But we remember he said, "I have power to lay down my life and to take it up back again."
但是我记得他说。我有权把生命舍了，我也有权拿回来。
We didn't quite understand what he was saying, because we thought he was going to be with us for a long time.
因为他这样说的时候，我们实在是不太懂，因为我们以为他来就是要，长久与我们同在。
After they buried him, early in the morning, Sunday morning, Lady Mary, she had many demons in her. Jesus changed her. She said.He's not in the grave anymore.
礼拜天早上那个被曾经被许多鬼附的抹大拉的玛利亚居然跑来跟我们讲说耶稣已经不在那个坟墓里了。
We were shocked.
我们都很吃惊。
Well, why should we be shocked? He told us many times that he is going to come alive again on the third day.
但是我们其实不应该惊讶，因为他已经多次告诉我们他死后三日要复活。
The last time I saw Yeshua, he told us to stay in Jerusalem. He's going back to the Father because he's going to prepare a place for us.
我最后一次亲眼见到耶稣的时候，他即将要升天，离开我们，回到父神那里去。他告诉我们，我去是为你们预备地方，我还要再来。
He is not dead. He is alive. That's why I sing, because he lives.I can face tomorrow.
他已经复活了，他不再死。这就是为什么我刚刚唱那首歌，因他活着，我能面对明天。
I know everybody going up to Jerusalem. They're going to celebrate Yeshua's resurrection.
我知道众人要往耶路撒冷去庆祝耶稣的复活。
That's not an invitation there.
这个墓碑不是约你们到这个死亡。
We're going to talk about the importance of the resurrection today.
我们今天要分享复活的重要性。
Whenever you drive sometimes on the road, you have seen crosses that remind us of one thing, death.
有时候我们开车会经过这样的一个墓园你看到墓碑跟十字架，这使我们想到了死亡。
Many of you recall
myself, we have suffered the loss of someone.
我想很多人都经历过失去亲人的痛苦，像我也曾经经历过一般。
When will it end?
这样的情形什么时候才停止呢？
This one fate awaits us all.
这是人的结局，我们都要面对的。
I remember going to many funerals and especially seeing the sad countenance of members of the family as they wept over the loss of a loved one.
我记得参加过许多的葬礼，总是看到这些失去亲人的家属们他们哀伤的神情。
Not to scare you, it makes us wonder when is it going to be our time.
我不是要吓你们，但是我想我们见到这个场景的时候，参加这个葬礼，难免都会想到什么时候轮到我。
Is there any hope beyond the grave?
所以在死亡之外，人的盼望在哪里呢？
Death been reigning for a very long time. There is a sting in death.
圣经告诉我们，死掌权，死还有毒钩。
Who is able to conquer death?
谁能够胜过死亡呢？
This is the most important time of the Christian calendar as we remember the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这一天是对我们基督徒来说非常重要的一个节庆，因为这一天是我们主复活的日子。
The Bible has a lot to say about the resurrection, so I thought I would do a quick sweep across Scripture to look at some passages, and I would like you to journey with me.
圣经提到关于很多复活方面的教导，但是我想现在给大家做一个纵览。
One of the first things that we discovered that Jesus' resurrection was foretold a long time ago by David, a prophet, in Psalm 16:9-10.
其中有一节经文呢，是先知大卫告诉我们的。这个经文预表了耶稣的复活，在诗篇16:9-10.
This verse was quoted in Acts chapter 2 when Peter was justifying that Christ is no longer dead but he is alive.
这两节经文呢，彼得也在《使徒行传》当中记载了，他也引用用来证明耶稣已经复活了，从死里复活。
He said, "Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me, that is Jesus Christ, to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay."
因此，我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐。我的肉身也要安然居住，因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
If we fast forward to the New Testament, just when and Jesus' disciples made the proclamation that he is Christ.
假如我们翻到新约的话，在马太福音16:21，这边记载了一个故事，就是耶稣的门徒如何承认他就是基督。
He knew that he came into this world to die.But he knew that he wasn't going to remain dead forever, that he will come alive again.
So, 在那边的时候呢，耶稣告诉我们，他来是为了要受死，但是他并不会永久待在死亡当中，他要复活。
He revealed to them in Matthew 16 that from that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed.And on the third day, be raised to life.
马太福音16:21告诉我们说，从此耶稣才只是门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，但第三日复活。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on several occasions, he loves to illustrate what he is teaching. And once, one of his close friends, Lazarus, died.
耶稣还借着许多的事件或是比喻来告诉门徒复活的事情。其中一个我们记得，当他的朋友拉撒路死了以后，
He intentionally waited for a while just to demonstrate the power of who he is. And so after he got there, he saw them mourning.
那我们记得耶路撒拉撒路病了以后，耶稣刻意的等候了三天，等到他确实死了，他才往耶路撒冷去。到那边，他看见拉撒路的亲属们哀伤。
And Jesus' good friends Mary and Martha, sisters of Lazarus, they were crying and they said, "If you were here, my brother would not have died."
拉撒路的姐姐马大、玛利亚也是耶稣的好朋友。他们看见耶稣来了，就哭着对他说：“你如果早在这里，我的弟兄必不死。”
Jesus, our Lord, said to Mary, "I am the resurrection and the life. If you believe in me, though you were dead, yet shall you live."
但是耶稣对他说：“我就是复活，我就是生命。信我的人必不死，就是死了也要复活。”
Again, our Lord, after he was dead. Many concern about the evidences regarding to his resurrection. Some people say, no, he didn't really die.
那关于耶稣复活的证据，我们要来谈一谈，因为有很多人对耶稣的死而复活有怀疑，甚至很多人说他根本没死。
But we have several evidences to verify that indeed he is alive again. There is an empty tomb.
那我们怎么知道他已经复活了？第一，这有一个空坟墓作为我们的证据。
If you were to compare other religions and Buddhism and so forth, many of their founders, the bones are still there, but not so with Jesus Christ, the leader for Christianity.
如果你跟其他的宗教比，比如佛教啊，他们的创始人呢，他们死了，骨头还在。但是耶稣，你却找不到他的遗骸。
We have other evidences. We have witnesses like a court room. We are told that over 500 witnesses saw him in a period of 40 days.
那不仅找不到他的骸骨，还有许多的见证人亲眼看到他复活以后啊，在使徒行传、哥林多前书都记载，耶稣死了以后。显现给他的门徒看，甚至多到500多人。
We also have the account of the transformation of the disciples before the resurrection. These guys were scared.
那另外一个耶稣复活的明证，就是耶稣死的时候呢，他的门徒都非常的丧气。但是后来他们因见着了复活的主，就被改变啊，成为有大能的门徒。
But after they saw him, what could have accounted for the boldness, the courage?They spoke his name even in the face of the religious leaders who wanted to kill them.
如果他们没有亲眼见到复活的主，我们怎么我们怎么解释他们是这么的勇敢面对死亡，甚至对祭司长文士们的迫害，他们仍然大胆传扬主名。
Another powerful evidence that we would not want to take for granted: the Jewish people were very strict about the Sabbath.But yet, after the resurrection, when our Lord Jesus rose on the first day of the week, there was a change from the worship on Saturday to Sunday.
另外一个圣经告诉我们，就是聚会，本来犹太人是非常严格在安息日守安息日的，但是耶稣复活以后，聚会的日子从礼拜六转到礼拜天。
But the resurrection is important for a couple of other reasons. For example.It declared that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
另外一点很重要的复活的意义呢，就是说，基督因复活显明他是神的儿子。
If you recall that our Lord, many times the Pharisees they question whether he is truly the Son of God.
那你记得当耶稣在世的时候，法利赛人常常要他证明他是不是。神的儿子。
So in order to demonstrate that, we are told the good news is about his son. In his earthly life, he was born into King David's family line. He was shown to be the Son of God when he was raised from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. He is Jesus Christ, our Lord.
但是保罗在罗马书告诉我们，他按着肉身说是大卫的子孙。但就是圣善的灵来说，他因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
As a matter of fact, we are told that when John saw him, He said, Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. He was the only acceptable sacrificial lamb.
那当施洗约翰看到我们的主的时候，他也宣告说， 看哪神的羔羊， 因为羔羊是唯一神所能接受赎罪的祭。
If you remember, when Israel, they were leaving Egypt from bondage, that they had to get a perfect lamb, a spotless lamb, illustrating a sinlessness to be killed and the blood put over the doorposts.
当你记得, 犹太人他们要离开埃及的那一夜, 他第一次过逾越节的时候, 神吩咐他们必须要拣选一个, 无瑕疵的羔羊, 将它献上。 将血涂在门楣上,
so the resurrection declared him to be the Son of God, to be the acceptable sacrifice. But what about humans?
对耶稣来说呢, 他被献为祭, 然后以大能显明他是神的儿子, 那对人来说, 这个是什么意思呢?
For us as Christians, the resurrection makes us right with God to justify us, to declare us as if we've never sinned before.
那对我们来说呢, 因为耶稣为我们成了赎罪祭, 所以我们在神面前的罪债就得以免除, 好像我们从来没有欠过这个债一样。
And the passage there, we are told, for our benefit too, assuring us that God will also count us as righteous if we believe in Him, the one who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. He was handed over to die because of our sins, and He was raised to life to make us right with God.
所以这里说到，假如我们将耶稣作为我们的祭在神的面前的话，我们就可以被算为是义的。那我们他被杀被交，也是因为我们的过犯。
This has been one of the struggles for many of us as Christians. How can we appropriate the resurrection life to our lives daily to experience victory over sin?
那我们怎么样把耶稣对我们的所献上的赎罪祭应用在我们每天的生活当中呢?
In Romans chapter 6 and in Colossians chapter 3, we are told that we have now have a brand new life and live victoriously over sin. If the scripture goes like this, for we died and were buried with Christ by His baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. Since we have been united with Him in death, we will also be raised to life as He was. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ, so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. Verse 7. For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Christ, we know we will also live with Him. We are sure of this because Christ was raised from the dead. He will never die again. Death no longer has any power over Him. And when He died once to break the power of sin. But now that He lives for the glory of God. So you also should consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin. And alive to God through Christ Jesus.
那这里有几段经文告诉我们在罗马书第六章四到十一节讲到我们受尽的就是在死的形状上还有复活的形状上与他联合在哥罗西书那里也告诉我们耶稣向这罪死只有一次他如今活着我们要与他联合我们与他同活我们罪也不再做我们的主。
It is sad when after receiving Christ as your Savior, we are told many still struggle under the bondage of sin.
但是很不幸的，今天我们仍然看见一种情形，就是说，虽然我们知道这些经文，但是很多人仍然活在罪的捆绑之中。
The resurrection life means that we are out with the old and in with the new. And we have power, the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, the same power we have access to live the Christian life.
那这个复活对我们的意义来说，其实就是旧的已经过去了，现在都是新的。那么那个叫耶稣从死里复活的大能，如今我们也有份于那大能。那个大能也要叫我们从罪的捆绑当中出来。One
of my favorite verses is taken from Ephesians chapter 1, where we are told that the power that raised the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, that Christians, we have access to that Holy Spirit power, and God raised Jesus Christ far above all principalities and powers.
那我最喜欢的经文之一呢, 也在, 以弗所书1章19节到20节, 那里告诉我们说, 像我们信的人呢, 那个能力显出来是何等的浩大, 这能力就是叫耶稣从死里复活的能力, 如今神将他高举, 在, 一切执政掌权之上。
If you notice that throughout the verse, going back to, throughout the verse, you notice the identity, the union, we call it, with Christ Jesus. We died with Him, we buried with Him, and also we rose with Him.
如果你回到经文来看呢, 他那里很清楚地告诉我们, 我们, 既然在死的形状上与基督联合, 我们必然在他复活的形状上也与他联合, 如今活着不再是我们, 乃是主在我们里面活着。
I remember some of my friends, they say to me, how come that person said they are a Christian? And they look like the same old sinner. Look at their marriage. It's falling apart. What's the difference in their life?
那我也记得我不信主的朋友告诉我们说, 你看那些基督徒, 他们怎么还是活得像过去一样? 你看看他们的婚姻, 他们活得真是像不信主的人。
The book of Ephesians would have us to believe that we need to draw upon the power of God. We need to know that we are identified in Christ and depend totally, surrender totally upon His power to live the Christian life.
这个哥罗西书3章1到4节告诉我们, 我们要从神那里支取能力, 我们要与主, 一同藏在神的里面, 神, 祂的生命也就成为我们的生命。
Another problem why we do not see the resurrected life demonstrated every day, sometimes we're not seeking things above. He says, since you have been raised to a new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities in heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth, for you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all His glory.
那我觉得有一个原因, 为什么今天很多基督徒还是活在失败当中, 因为他没有照这里经文所说的, 把他们眼光注意在上面的事情, 在这里他告诉我们说, 要思念上面的事情, 不要思念地上的事情, 因为我们的生命与基督是藏在神里面, 当基督显现的时候, 我们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Next, one of the most important things to me, I said, death doesn't have the final word.
另外很重要的一点也就是死亡并不是所有的结局, 有一天我们都要与耶稣基督一同复活。
Because Jesus is alive, those who died in Christ, we will rise someday.
因为耶稣已经复活了, 所以在主里面死的, 有一天神也要叫他们复活。
That was great consolation to me, knowing that someday I'll see Gabriel again.
那这对我们实在是莫大的安慰, 因为晓得我们有一天要复活见主的面。
The scripture says in 1 Thessalonians, for since we believe that Jesus died and raised to the life again, we also believe that when Jesus returns, God will bring back with Him believers who have died.
那我们这个帖撒罗尼迦这里的经文告诉我们, 既然我们相信耶稣已经从死里被复活, 那我们也相信, 当耶稣回来的时候呢, 神也要将我们复活, 与耶稣一同活到永远。
In the song that Brother Guan was leading, he said, we're going to see Isaac and we're going to see Jacob and all the believers from China. I noticed he didn't mention the believers from Jamaica, but that's okay. All right. But we're going to see all the Christians someday.
那关辉弟兄刚才领我们诗歌里面也提到，就是说当我们在复活的时候，我们要见到历世历代各地的圣徒。
And we are told, one of my favorite passages in 1 Corinthians 15:20, that Jesus' resurrection is the first fruit. In other words, it's a down payment. It's the first crop to the coming crops.
那在哥林多前书15章里面还有一个很关于复活很重要的观念， 那里给我们提到出熟的果子。 那这个出熟果子呢， 就是 要预表将来呢成群所结的果子，所以出熟的果子如何，将来的果子也必如何。
But on a sad note, sad for my heart as I think about friends who have died and do not know Christ, they will rise again, but they're going to be judged, we are told.
但是我就想到那些在没有信主就死去了，他们将来如何呢？圣经告诉我们，这些人也要活过来，但是活过来却是要面对审判。
For he has set a day for judging the world with justice by the man he has appointed, that is Christ, and he proved to everyone who this is by raising him from the dead.
因为在使徒行传十七章那里告诉我们，神已经定了一个日子要审判世人。那为了这个审判是确定的呢，他立了一个证据，就是叫我们的主从死里复活，作为审判的主。
I just want to rush on here. Another important thing: if Jesus Christ wasn't raised from the dead, guess what? Our preaching would be in vain. I would be wasting my time. Let's back up and go home.
那如果从反面的说法来看复活这件事情，假如耶稣基督没有复活，我们现在所传的都是枉然。以哥林多，前书十五章那里告诉我们，如果耶稣基督没有复活，我们所传的都归于虚空。
Christianity would be a fake. Everybody here, we would be faking it.
那如果耶稣没有复活，整个基督教所传讲的就建立在一个谎言上面。那我们每天在这里所传讲的都变成是谎言。
The scripture says, "For if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised either." And if Christ has not been raised, then all our preaching is useless, and your faith is useless, and we apostles would all be lying about God. But we have said that God raised Christ from the grave, but that can't be true if there is no resurrection of the dead.
所以在哥林多前书十五章十三到十五节那里告诉我们说，若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然，并且明显我们是为神妄作见证的，因我们见证神是叫基督复活了。若死人真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活了。
And if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then your faith is useless, and you are still guilty of your sins. In that case, all who have died believing in Christ are lost. And if our hope in Christ is only for this life, we are more to be pitied than anyone in the world.
十六节，因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们人在罪里，就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
Let's put this together. Friday is not the final day.
让我们把这个来做个总结啊，星期五的晚上，当耶稣钉十字架的时候，那并不是事情的结局。
On Friday, we look up and we saw Jesus said to the disciples, "If I be lifted up, I will gather all men to me."
因为耶稣对门徒这么说，他说当我被举起来的时候，我就要吸引众人来归向神。
He was lifted up in death. He became what we call our substitute.
他被挂在十字架上举起来。就成为我们所说的，他是一个替代的死，为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Yes, it was our sins. We broke the law. Our sins drove him to the cross.
是我们所犯的罪，我们违背了神的律法，使得耶稣被钉在十字架上。
But then there is Sunday.
但是感谢主，还有第三日，是主日的早上。
As I think about the resurrection.
当我们想到复活的时候
This is how it ministered to me.
那这是我要来总结的。
You may come to me and say, Andrew, on Friday, I saw you messing up.
那你可能可以跟我讲说星期五的时候我看到那个是很一个悲惨的。
But then I will tell you that there is a Sunday coming where I can start over again.
那当如果你告诉我你是很悲惨的活在一个可怜的光景当中，但是请你不要只心思放在星期五，因为我要告诉你还有星期天。
We as believers, we don't have to be a slave to yesterday.
我们这信主的人不必再活在罪的捆绑当中，继续成为奴隶。
The enemy comes and he accuses us. He said, "You saw what you did yesterday. I saw you."
仇敌可能会这样控告啊，你看看你昨天所做的那个事情啊，何等的可怕！我看见你做的那个事。
But remind him of what's going to happen to him in the future.
然后呢，他要吓这个做了这个错事的人说啊，你要怎么样接受审判
？The resurrection means that we have a brand new life.
但是我们要提醒啊。圣经所告诉我们的魔鬼的结局是如何？我们所得着的是一个新的生命。
We are no longer in Adam, but we are in the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们不再活在旧亚当里面，我们现在所活的新生命是末后的亚当所给我们的生命。
How is the resurrection supposed to be evident in my life every day?
所以我怎么样让这个复活的生命可以在我的每天生活当中显明出来呢
？On the job.My neighbors, my schoolmate, are they seeing still the same Andrew from yesterday? Are they seeing that I'm a brand new man?
所以在我每天的生活当中，我的邻居啊，我的同学，我的同事，他们所看见的是一个旧的 Andrew 还是一个新的 Andrew 呢
？I remember when they kind of still difficult to get it out, but when they used to call me sinner, it's because I used to love to curse a lot.
那当他们称叫我罪人的时候，是因为我喜欢罪，活在一个爱罪的光景当中。
But after I became a Christian, the appetite, the desire to curse and do all kinds of bad stuff was taken away.
但是很奇妙，当我一信主了以后，这个新的生命进来，我所喜好的那些事情，我就不再喜好了。
I remember my friends scratching their head and said, "Wait, sinner, you turn Christian?"
啊、我一得救的时候、因为我的朋友当 喜欢叫我做罪人，他们都很惊讶，就说你这样的人也可以信主啊。
You see the resurrected life. No, I wasn't perfect, but the resurrected life started to manifest itself in me.
当然我是不完全的，但是、那个复活的生命在我里面要使我成为完全。
Which caused me to wonder, as I think about people who I've worked with over the years.I wonder if they have really, truly trusted in Christ as their Lord and Savior.
所以，就我自己所经历的，我所看到的，我很多时候常常，怀疑这些活不出，耶稣基督新生命的，门徒们，他们真正的相信耶稣的话，说这个生命是成为他们的，也在他们里面吗
？Brothers and sisters, let's not fool ourselves. If you have trusted Christ as your Lord, which is Master and Savior.There must be a difference in your life.
所以让我们不要自欺欺人。如果你说你是信耶稣的，你是真心信靠主的，那在你的生命当中必然有明显的改变。
No, I don't want when the rapture comes and we see everybody disappear that you are left behind.
但是我很不希望，你活在一个自欺的光景当中，当有一天圣徒被提见主的时候，你仍然还留在地上。
If you are here and you've been struggling as a believer, what you need to do to activate the Christian life, the resurrection life, is surrender, completely surrender to Him.
那我认为，如果你活在那样的光景当中，你真的希望耶稣的生命在你生命当中掌权，你唯一所要做的一件事情就是完全的向神顺服，降服在他的面前，把你的主权交给他。
You acknowledge that I can.But with Christ's power, I can.
一方面你要说照着我自己我是不能，但是一方面你要说靠着主我凡事都能。
Maybe you're here and this is new to you and you're not familiar with this Christianity thing.
如果你今天在我们当中，你对耶稣的所传的道理并不熟悉，你还没信他的。
What is common to all mankind, as we said in the beginning, that someday we will die.
那我要告诉你圣经说按着命定人人都有一死，死是人类共同的结局。
In Jamaica, when we have a believer who died, there is a party going on.
在牙买加呢是这样子的，假如我们当中有信主的人过世呢，我们反而要开一个庆祝派对。
We are told in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 that we don't mourn like those who have no hope. Because we believe that since Jesus Christ is alive again, someday we're going to come alive again.
因为在帖撒罗尼迦第四章告诉我们，他说我们中间若有人失去亲友，我们并不像那不信主的一样悲伤，因为我们知道我们的盼望有一天我们要复活再见，然后我们在主的里面同居在一直到永远。
You want to be certain about your resurrection? Jesus Christ.
你怎么知道你复活的确据是什么呢？那你就看看我们这个主，因为他就是从第一位从死里复活的。
As we wrap up, I realize that for many of us, this could be another ritual. Oh, it's another resurrection morning.
我希望今天的聚会呢，不仅仅对你来说只是一个仪式，又是一次的聚会。
I want to encourage us today. There are many among us who have never experienced the power of the resurrection.
我要鼓励在座所有的，你要知道因为在我们的中间有许多人从来没有经历复活生命的大能。
One of the things that we did not cover and get into is the early Christian, because of the resurrection, they experienced a boldness to go present the gospel.
那有一件事情我们今天没有详细讲的，就是从圣经当中我们可以看到一个很明显的证据，就是当这些第一世纪的门徒们见到经历了那个主复活的生命，他们所做的一件很明显的事情就是放胆传讲神的道。
You see, once the issue with death is, why death is a sting is because there is sin. You see, sin is the horse in which death is riding on.
那为什么死亡是这么有权势呢？他的圣经告诉我们，他的毒钩就是罪。因为有罪呢，所以他能够施展这个毒钩，得着他的权势。好像所以我们可以想象，好像这个罪是骑这个死亡呢是骑在这个罪好像一匹马的上面。
As I contemplate and my own mortality.
那我们再来看看这幅图画。
I am comforted to know that Jesus died on the cross for my sins.
我听见主为我的罪死在十字架上，我的心就大得安慰。
And I'm confident in the Lord based upon 1 John chapter 5 that on my tombstone.
当我又想到约翰福一书第五章上面所说的
that you can write, he is not here.
那你可以想象在我的墓碑上面可以写上说我不在这里，我
Yes, my body, my bones will be there, but the Bible tells us absent from the body but present to be with the Lord.
因为虽然在那里有我的坟墓跟墓碑，但是我可以大胆的写墓志铭说我人不在这里，因为虽然我的肉身在那里，但是我的灵与我的主同在。
You know, many came to us and asked us, how comes you're not tearful and tearing apart after the death of our baby?
我觉得有很多人来问我说，当我们的孩子早产的孩子过世的时候，为什么你没有好像哀伤痛苦到极处不像我们一般所想象的那种情形。
The reason is the only comfort we had is because of the resurrection.
那我要告诉那问我问题的人呢，我的安慰是从主而来，因为我相信主已经复活了。
I'm not saying that you shouldn't mourn for me when I die.
那当我不是说当我死的时候，你不要替我难过，你一点感觉都没有。
Remember the good times. Remember the dumplings we ate together.
所以我死的时候，你们要纪念我们吃水饺的日子。
But do not mourn as if you're not going to see me anymore.
因为你难过的原因呢，是因为你要暂时见不到我。
In John 14, verse 19, we are told, Jesus said to his disciples in a great chapter there, in chapter 14, I've gone to prepare a place for you. And if I so go, I'm going to come and receive you again.
你要想起在约翰福音14章主所说的，因为主在那个地方也安慰他的门徒，因为他要暂时离开他们，所以他说我去是为你们预备地方在我父的家中有许多的住处，我为你们预备好了，我就要再回来。
And in chapter 9, verse 19, he said, Because I live, you will also live.
接下来他在19节就说, 因为我活着, 那信我的人也要活着。
Let's close in prayer.
让我们来祷告。
As I said,
就像我刚才分享的,
all will rise someday.
有一天所有的人都要复活。
Some will rise to be with Christ.
有信主的人复活, 要与主永远同在。
Some will rise to be judged by Christ.
不信主的人要复活, 到基督的台前受审判。
It is our desire that all inside here will rise to be with Christ, not to be judged by Christ.
我心里所盼望的就是在座的每一位复活的时候是与主永远的同在, 而不是复活受审。
Well, you can take care of that by completely having faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
那你今天就可以做一个选择, 你若信耶稣就选择将来死而复活与他永远同在。
By repenting of your sins.
但为了这个选择, 你必须在主面前有一个悔改。
God sent His Son, the Bible tells us in John 3:16, For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
你悔改是为了你的罪。在圣经当中,约翰福音3:16告诉我们,神爱世人,甚至将他的独生子赐给他们,叫一切信他的,不至灭亡,反得永生。
Are you confident that if you should die right now, that you will see Jesus Christ?
你是否有那个全然的信心,当 今天这一刻你若死了,你就要见主呢?
As your Savior and your Lord.
他是你的救主,也是你荣耀的主。
In the quietness of the moment, why don't you acknowledge your sin before Him? Repent and trust in Him.
我们现在这一刻安静的时候,何不你的心就在主面前安静,将在主的面前承认你自己的罪,把你自己交给他。
Brothers and sisters, because of the resurrection, we don't have to live defeated lives.
弟兄姊妹,我也要跟你们说, 因为主活着,你不需要再过一个天天失败的生活。
We're going to have an experience, a transformed body someday.
到那一天我们复活的时候, 主要赐给我们一个新的身体。
Never to die anymore.
那个身体是永远不会朽坏。Father,
thank you for the hope that we have in Christ Jesus.
天父,我们感谢你在耶稣基督里所赐给我们的盼望。As
the song said, because He lives, I can face tomorrow.
就像我们所唱的诗歌说,因他活着,我们可以面对明天。Father,
it is our prayer by your Holy Spirit that all inside here will come to experience this hope.
父,我们向你祷告,因着你圣灵工作的缘故,在座的每一位都能够经历那复活生命的大能。
Lord, convict by your Holy Spirit of sin and judgment and righteousness.
圣灵来,我要叫我们为义,为罪自己责备自己。
And help us, Father, to live victoriously every day so that the world may know that we are no longer the old sinner, but now we are saint.
父啊,求你恩待我们,叫我们每时每刻过一个全然得胜的生活,使我们能够放胆为你做见证,因着你 复活生命的大能,我们也有复活生命在我们里面。And
help us, Father, that this day, Sunday, the first day of the week, will not just be the only day that we live gloriously, but that we'll live every day for you.
主,你也帮助我们,叫我们不再是只有在星期天的早上才觉得振奋,好像一个新人一样,是叫我们在一个星期当中的每一天,我们都有新鲜活泼复活的生命光景。
That your resurrection power will transform our families, our marriages, our children.
你复活生命的大能要改变我们的老我生命, 改变我们的家庭, 改变我们的婚姻光景。
Lord, if I'm a messed up husband, help me to be a godly husband.
如果我是一个, 不遵守神道的丈夫, 求主改变我成为一个合乎神心意的丈夫。
Lord, help me. If I'm a disrespectful wife, help me. A mother, help me to be a respectful, a godly wife and mother.
如果我是一个不敬重我丈夫的妻子,不是一个好榜样的母亲,也求主帮助我做一个敬重丈夫的妻子,做一个榜样的母亲。
And as children, help us, O God, that the resurrection power will be evident in our obedience to our parents.
我是一个做儿女的，求主帮助我们圣灵的大能在我们里面，使我们成为一个顺命的儿女。
And Father, as a church, help us that the resurrection life will be seen in our complete surrender to your will and to your way.
作为一个主的教会，求主的圣灵的大能也在我们当中显明，这是一个荣耀主的教会。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.